This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said Thursday that a third evacuation operation is underway to assist civilians in Ukraine's southern city of Mariupol and the Azovstal steel plant. Guterres said 101 civilians from inside Azovstal and around 400 others from nearby areas were evacuated earlier in the week by a joint UN and Red Cross team. The UN chief met President Vladimir Putin in Moscow April 26th, during the meeting, and then he traveled to Kyiv to see President Volodymyr Zelensky on April 28th. During his meeting in Moscow, the Russian president agreed to allow some evacuations from the besieged southern city of Mariupol and the Mammoth steel plant, where hundreds of civilians have been sheltering throughout the 10-week war. Russia has announced the expulsion of seven people from the Danish embassy in Moscow in response to a similar move announced by Copenhagen 4 weeks ago. The foreign ministry said they must leave the country within 2 weeks. The move comes exactly 1 month after Denmark expelled 15 employees from the Russian embassy, accusing them of being intelligence agents. Denmark said it wanted to send a clear signal to Moscow that Denmark will not accept that Russian intelligence officers are spying, in its words, on Danish soil. Hundreds of European nations and other Western allies have expelled Russian diplomats and embassy staff members since Moscow launched its unprovoked invasion of Ukraine February 24th. And U.S. President Joe Biden on Thursday named Karine Jean-Pierre as the next White House press secretary. She'll be the first black woman to hold the high-profile post. This is VOA News. Five human rights groups reported Wednesday there have been complaints of at least 338 violations of human rights during El Salvador's massive arrests of suspected gang members. The five non-governmental organizations said the most frequently cited abuse was arbitrary arrest, as well as illegal searches of homes, injuries, robbery, and the death of a detainee. The roundups began in late March after a spike in homicides in the country. They've resulted in the arrest of more than 24,000 presumed gang members. But as of May the 1st, only slightly over 10,000 of the detainees have been ordered held pending trial. The government has decreed a state of emergency that extends to 15 days, the time someone can be held without charges. Rights groups have criticized the measures, saying arrests are often arbitrary based on a person's appearance or even where they live. Police have also reported being forced to meet arrest quotas. A cardinal says the Pope okayed spending 1 million euros to free a kidnapped nun. AP correspondent Walter Ratliff has that story.
The cardinal has testified that Pope Francis authorized spending up to 1 million euros to free a Colombian nun kidnapped by Al-Qaeda-linked militants in Mali. The spending included hiring a British security firm to find the nun and secure her freedom. The cardinal's bombshell testimony could pose serious security implications for the Vatican, since he provided evidence that the Pope was apparently willing to pay at least some ransom to Islamic militants to free the nun. Ransom payments are rarely, if ever, confirmed, precise to dissuade future kidnappings. The cardinal's testimony was part of the Vatican's big financial fraud trial, in which he is a defendant. I'm Walter Ratliff.
Rescuers in central China have pulled a woman alive from the rubble of a building that partially collapsed almost 6 days earlier. This, according to Chinese state media on Thursday. The unidentified woman is the 10th survivor of the disaster in the city of Changsha, in which at least five people have died, and an unknown number, possibly dozens, are still missing. Xinhua News Agency reported that the woman was rescued shortly after midnight on Thursday, about 132 hours after the rear of the six-story building suddenly caved in on April 29th. At least nine people have been arrested in relation to the collapse of the building. The detainees include the building's owner on suspicion of ignoring building codes. And recapping our top story this hour, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said Thursday a third evacuation operation is underway to assist civilians in Ukraine's southern city of Mariupol. It's the third effort this week. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton.